time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Roquan Smith met with the media following the Ravens' win over the Jets on Sunday.
Obviously, first few games a little rough. What has happened? Why has that turnaround happened where you guys are just six straight games been among the NFL's best?
I think it's just a combination of us coming together collectively. Defense, I feel like we're playing. We know where each other's going to be, play in and play out. And hats off to ZO and the staff, been making great game plans. So I just think it's a combination of that and just guys just playing together and like putting it all on the line for one another.
Are you proud that you guys are now tied for first in the division, given where you were 6 weeks ago?
Yeah, you can't really focus on the past. You only can just focus on going forward in the moment right now. And that's something that we've been like prioritizing, like, hey, it's the moment right now. Forget what has happened. You remember it, but you can't focus on it or dwell on it. And we just know we control our destiny. But we knew that weeks ago, regardless of the spot that we were in, we knew we controlled our destiny. So that's what it's all about. And we just got to continue to play our brand of football week in and week out.
Marlon had that strip, obviously, near the goal line. And you guys have been so good. I think it's 9 turnovers of the last 5 games you guys have gotten. What's changed in the ability to get turnovers, and are certain vets on this team sort of mindful of these moments where you really need one?
Yeah, absolutely. Hats off to Marlon, on that play, man. That was a heck of a play. He always tends to step up in critical moments. So glad to have him back out there, obviously. And, it's something that the coach has been preaching as well as the players. And granted, the DBs have been getting a lot of turnovers, and those guys have been doing a lot of punching at the ball as well. So it's something that we all got to continue just to work on, including myself, linebackers, D-line, when we coming in. A lot of, more often than not, when you're the second man in, though, you have those opportunities. And I think that's just something at the forefront, something that the coaches echo throughout the week. And there's some things, like different, like the bats and things of that nature that we get to get, and just how you get recognized for getting those turnovers. So I think that's something that every guy wants to get on that board for that, and it's something that we just have to keep honing in on and getting more. And we know that turnovers wins games, so just got to continue to keep getting the ball in the offense hands.
I know this has always been a confident defense, but when you're playing the way that you have and putting together consistent games week after week, do you sense the confidence getting even greater on this unit?
Yeah, man, I think it's just a bunch of dudes that are willing to go out there and put it all on the line for one another. And, like, the communication is, like, outstanding throughout the week, and it echoes throughout the game. So when we're all on the same page and we have the talent, so the talent is there. And then the communication, once you have that, and then when you have the mindset, willing to put your face in the fan every single play, and, like, you have those type of guys that's not worried about me, and more like us. And, like, when you have that, man, it's the perfect combination for, like, a really good defense. But I think we're just on our way to where we're going, and it's just another step in the road. And great win today, but on to Cincinnati.
John was alluding. You guys are down 7. You guys are down 7-3. Kind of a rock fight in that first half. What did it do for you guys to win kind of a game like that, where everything's maybe not smooth offensively, and you guys come up with that big fourth down stop in the third to win those sort of, lack of a better way to put it, ugly sort of games?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you just have to control what you can control. And as a defense, the only thing you can control is what product you go out and put on the field. We can't focus on what the offense is doing. I got a lot of respect for our offense. I know our offense is going to continue to keep putting up points. But at the end of the day, it's about us on defense. So it's about us 11 coming together and making sure that a team, because at the end of the day, a team don't score, they don't win. Like, having that mindset right there. But obviously, it's the NFL as well. So guys are going to make plays. But it's about wiping the lens clean. And especially like myself, missing that sack. Like, I hated it, sucked, but at the end of the day, it's like, it happened. It's the NFL. He's a tough tackle in the pocket sometimes, but I have to make that play and got to just wipe the lens clean. And you can't, like, just dwell on plays that you miss, like, because teams going to hit plays, and it's about just us going out and being who we are, play in and play out. But one touchdown normally is not going to win a game. So it's about just being consistent, play in and play out.
John was alluding to some comments made in the locker room after the game about the Bengals, I guess. Can you tell us a little bit about what you told the team about the upcoming game or the upcoming slate?
Yeah, no. At the end of the day, we just have to focus one game at a time. I just basically told the guys, you know, enjoy this for a couple hours. And then, like, I know myself, it's like I'm going to watch the game, make the corrections. And then it's like tonight I'll be watching Cincinnati in a sense. So it's about just preparing, knowing that it's going to be a really tough match. It's at home. Like, it's the NFL. Every game is tough. Those guys are going to come out, got a really good offense. So excited about the matchup. And it's just going to be another opportunity for us as a defense to just go out and show exactly who we are, play in and play out.
Do you have any strong memories about watching football on Thanksgiving, and do you feel any type of way about playing this?
Yeah, no, it's pretty special. It's pretty special, and honestly, shoot, I've been watching football on Thanksgiving all like since I was a kid, like growing up, and always watching. You know, the Cowboys always played on Thanksgiving. The Lions, then being in Chicago, playing the Lions just about every year on Thanksgiving, and like it's just something that's really my Thanksgiving. Because like, truth be told, I don't think I've had a Thanksgiving with family since like 17 years old. So like, when you think about it like that, it's like, that's all I really know, football on Thanksgiving. So it'll be pretty sweet, man. Looking forward to it. Obviously, we're going to be home, so we got to protect our home by any means necessary. And, like, it's going to be an awesome game. Looking forward to a hostile environment for sure.
All right, thanks, Rob.
Yep.